Paul, is that another Winnipeg Jets win just in terms of how it looked and how it felt from your perspective?
The first two periods really, I mean, it's a grinder, right? Like, it's hard on every puck. They got a real veteran team. I think average age is 29, so they've learned to be hard on sticks, hard on pucks. So there wasn't a lot of easy movement for two periods. Didn't feel that. They'd think we skated again better in the third. I like the way we mentally handled that. We got comfortable in a game that, I'm not saying we're not built to play, but we've got some speed here and maybe not a lot of weight on the wings, so they can excel in kind of a fast-paced game, but learning how to play in a grinder is real important.
And how important is it for that Copp-Lowry pro line to get the tying goal? Because it seemed like even in the first two periods, they had a lot of shifts extended zone time.
They were the group that was in the other team's end. I think Mark's line a few times when he had the puck low, they were able to stay. But that line had that game figured out early, that you put it to the net every opportunity that you can, and then you're looking for those bobbled pucks. And when they were on, they did that. They were really focused, singularly focused on how they can generate offense, and they're built to do that.
And then just on Patrick's goal, obviously he hadn't scored for a bit, but that's one of those where does he remind everybody that he's still got one heck of a shot?
Hopefully he reminds himself, right? Those guys need to feel that. They need to get on a confident roll. You got to have one goal, and it wasn't a knuckler. I mean, that was vintage Patty, and it was nobody's stopping that. Like, you can stay net front. You got to stay net front. But on that one, stepping off to the side is the smartest thing to do. So, good for him.
Strategically, usually you go Scheifele-Wheeler in overtime. Why'd you go with Kyle with Mark today?
Face-offs. So we have, if I play Wheeler and Scheifele together on the next whistle, I don't have a natural center or a guy that's played a lot of center coming out, right? You're left with Connor and Laine. Roslovic, and Ehlers, so I could use Perreault that, and I can use Roslovic there, but just split those two so I have a guy. And I think Blake was 14-7 on the faceoffs, and Mark was 13-10 going into that. So when Sagan came out, Mark was coming out, and it was just for centerman.
And what have you seen from Blake since moving into the middle here?
He's just so heavy and strong and committed down low, that he's great for our defense back there. And there's an awful lot of speed on those wings, so that he can play with them too. He's so committed to winning. It's not about points for him. He'll stay in his own end and stay down low and grind and muck and not cheat once underneath. You know, he's not blowing the zone ever on those wingers. So you can get used to playing with a guy like that.
Going back to the game tying goal in the third period, Lowry's pass across to Pullman there is kind of a breakout or a neutral zone play that used to be the Bufflin special, rolling up that wall. Right? Is that a good sign, or is that a good sign from Pullman to be making
that
play? Yes,
it is, because in order to do that, you got to time that just right. Right? You don't want to be reaching back for that. If you don't handle that pass, you're outside the dots as a defenseman. You're in a real tough position to recover from that pass if it doesn't get made. So the confidence then to time it right so it's on his tape and down the wall. His last two games, Tucker, since he came back there, have been outstanding. He's been really important in the wins.
Was that a pass off the pads?
Well, you'll have to ask Tucker, though. It would seem that would have been the smartest place to put that puck from that angle, though.
And then that power play towards the end of the third period, was Patrick Laine's minute 54 by design, or was that just saw some opportunities?
No, it's just that when the change came, when the natural change came, and he's coming from the far end of the ice, the far side of the ice, he's in on that play, right? So he and Mark now are inhabiting the same area of ice, so they'll learn to sacrifice something so both units can take a minute, but that's all part of it.
Paul, I'm wondering if you saw or heard about the comments on Coach's Corner yesterday about poppies.
I like poppies.
just, you know, your view, why you think it's important to wear poppies, and then if you have any military background in your family.
No, none that I know of. It would be no different in some ways for me in the way that you should support the police and you should support the firemen, the people who protect our community. In that same mind, all the soldiers, men and women that protect our country, I never, ever have to go to work and strap a gun on to do my job. I never, ever. We wake up and we lose two in a row and we think the world's coming to an end. I never have to wake up, put a gun on and have to go to war. I'm never going to have to do that, I hope, because of the men and women who did, who sacrificed their lives and their futures and their families' futures. So you should throw a poppy on, all for it.
Paul, just back to the last couple of games of that road trip to where you are right now. I think you're 4-0-1 in your last five. You've had different kinds of games. Do you like kind of the way this group is continuing to take it shift by shift?
So we'll go back to the Edmonton game. Actually, go back to the LA game. And it was, we talked about this being somewhat like the Columbus game 2 years ago, that LA game. We weren't fast, and we had to spend an awful lot of time through training camp early part of the year talking about defense and positioning, and that in times can slow your team down, but we just felt we needed to do it. And then coming out of that with now a focus on just getting back to speed, trusting that we know our defensive assignments. Liked our game in Edmonton. It's hard sell. We give up seven. We go into Anaheim. I like the way that we played there. Other than two periods in San Jose, I like where our game's at.